Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5. It's Chum 104.5's Breakfast Battle. Let the battle round begin.
Breakfast Battle. Friday morning. Welcome to the ring, where today you'll be battling for a prize, namely, what are they getting?
A $200 gift card to spend at any Longo's, and that's the quality that meets your family standards. Trust Longo's. Do I trust you to win there, Liz, on Team Marilyn?
You sure do, Marilyn. Let's do it today.
Let's do it today. Today's topic for Liz and Heather, things that make you scared because it's Friday the 13th.
Woo!
Are you superstitious, Heather?
Maybe a little bit.
A little bit? All right. You going to cross your fingers during this, or are you going to throw a little salt over your shoulder or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Something. Things that make you scared, Friday the 13th. Who's first this morning? I think it's you.
It's me. Yeah, okay. I won yesterday. I just would like to win on Friday. Hey, it's Friday today, too.
Oh, yeah, Friday as well.
We'll talk about that later. Okay, topic. Things that make you scared because, Liz, it's Friday the 13th. Caitlin, take us in.
Liz, your 30 seconds starts now.
The flying mammals associated with vampires.
A bat.
The people who clean your teeth.
Dentist.
You use a flashlight to see this when it's
dark.
On Canada Day, these scare a lot of dogs. Canada Day. What happens on Canada Day?
Oh, fireworks.
If you're afraid of getting sick, you may be a...
Hydrochondriac.
Something like that. Canada's Wonderland is home to a lot of these rides.
Music Park roller coaster.
When there is a storm, you can hear this.
Thunder.
Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You were so close. It's hypochondriac.
Yeah, hypochondriac. I knew the word.
I knew.
But
so
hydrochondriac
close.
Is one that you cry a lot.
Yeah, water. Water. That's right.
Good for you, though, Liz.
Afraid
okay.
of water fountains. Okay. All right, Heather, let's take a go at her.
Let's do this.
Things that scare people.
Okay.
Caitlin, please.
Heather, your 30 seconds starts now.
Some people drive to Florida because they're afraid of what?
Flying.
What is the movie It? What is It in the movie It?
Clown.
You take these at school.
Test.
These haunt you, but you can't see them.
Ghost.
When a potential employer asks you a bunch of questions, it's in...
Interview.
Barbie, Baby Alive, and Cabbage Patch Kids are all...
Dolls.
Arachnophobia is fear of...
Spiders.
If you're afraid of confined or small spaces, you're...
Pass. Claustrophobic.
Too late, baby.
it's too late.
You just clinched it. I don't know what's going on in the background there.
What's going on
Sounds
in the background?
Sounds like you're at the Grand Central Station.
What you got?
It's not me. I'm in the car.
Oh, dang it. Okay, well, you got 7.
Yeah.
So you won.
You won $200 to spend at Longo's. Congratulations.
Thank you. Woo. Good job, Liz. Congratulations. Thank you.
Hydrochondriac. That's my new word for today.
Hydrochondriac.
But you know what? It's when you have to think fast, it's tough to do. I know.
It's when your kid's afraid to take a bath. You hydrochondriac.
That's what I'm going to call you. At the house. At Toronto's biggest house party.
Okay.
Right?
Well, thank you, Liz, for playing. Heather, thank you for helping me win the week.
You're welcome.
By the way, it looks like you're going to win all September the way I'm going.
Yeah, well, let's...
Okay? I'm telling you.
Let's see.
Have a great weekend.
Great.
All right. Might be my lucky day. You never know. Friday the 13th? 13th? Ha, whatever.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green.
Brought to you by the Plastic Surgery Clinic.
Let me know.
New music trending this morning. Don't Call Me Angel, the brand new collaboration from Ariana Grande, Miley Cyrus, and Lana Del Rey off the upcoming Charlie's Angels soundtrack is here, and it has fans of all three artists absolutely losing it on Twitter.
That has like a hot girl summer type of vibe, right?
Like, yes,
I'm over here shaking my butt to it. I'm like,
and
hey,
you
hey,
should
hey.
See all three of them. They look fantastic. They got these black angel wings on and they look outstanding. What a great combination of the three.
It's a great combination of three artists that when you first read about them together, you're like, yeah, why hasn't this happened already? So I think we're going to play this song in its entirety coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
All right.
So that's got people very excited this morning. Now over to Rihanna, who is trending not because she has new music, but because does she have a new person on the way. Is Rihanna pregnant? She held her annual Diamond Ball last night, a gala she throws in support of her Clara Lionel Foundation, which helps impoverished children around the world. She does it every year. And because it's her night, she's a little more giving with her answers and her time on the red carpet. So as she's speaking to Essence magazine, they are asking her about black women and what it's like to be a successful black woman. And here's what she had to say. And tell us if you think this means she might be expecting a little girl.
I'm a black woman. I come from a black woman who came from a black woman who came from a black woman. And I'm going to give birth to a black woman. And so it doesn't even, it's a no-brainer.
So as I always do, I call my hotline to Lainey, Lainey Gossip. And I said, Lainey, what do you think of this? Do you think Riri's pregnant? And she said, well, she was seen drinking last night.
Okay. Oh.
There's an Instagram of her, like it looks like a martini glass.
Okay.
Could have been a fake drink.
Could have been a mocktail.
Could have been a mocktail for sure. Mocktail, that's right. So anyway, that's all she has to say.
Because she specified the gender and didn't just say, you know, one day I might give birth to a little girl, or, you know, one day my child will be black, like that kind of thing. People think because she specified girl that maybe she already knows what she's having.
She's speaking in the present.
Yeah, well, she would if you...
Well, she said going to.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But when I saw her on the side angle, she does look like she's pregnant, and you would know by now if you wanted to know the sex of the child.
Yeah. Yep, so there you go. She did declare that she's really happy as she's ever been in her life, so good for her. If this is news, if it's real, it's happy news. And last night, we saw for the first time during the U.S. campaign season, the top Democratic presidential hopefuls share the same stage. A lot of people giving great reviews to Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Kamala Harris. And here in Canada, we had our federal election candidates. They took the stage, save for Justin Trudeau. He was not there last night. Apparently, you are only going to see him engage in one debate, and that will be happening on October 7th.
And it's time for the E! Talk Entertainment Update. Danielle Graham, welcome back. We haven't seen you in a while.
Happy to be here with you guys.
Good to be here. And
you know what? Earlier this morning, you talked about people that we thought were pregnant that are not pregnant.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
You really are pregnant.
I'm very pregnant.
Okay.
I am very pregnant.
So do you get that thing where people are looking at you and they're kind of like, hey?
Well, I get the thing where people look and they want to say something, but not everybody's so sure. And then I've had a few very confident congratulations,
yeah,
which for me, I would never do unless somebody said to me, I'm pregnant. I would never congratulate them. Just in case.
This baby is due in January.
This baby is coming in January.
In your face, I would say down to like right above your waist, you don't look pregnant at all. Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
Did you see my eye look down for a second?
Yeah.
You saw my eye?
The other day though, I said to my husband, I'm like, do I look pregnant from the back? Because I was wanting him to say no. And he was like, a little.
That's a trap.
I just gotta let me know. I don't know what's going on back there.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations is right on. And so, a very big show on E! Talk tonight.
Yes, it's our Hustlers special. I got the Canadian exclusive with Jennifer Lopez and her director, Loreen, for their movie Hustlers, which premiered here at TIFF. This was one of the most anticipated premieres of the festival. This movie's been talked about for so long, and everyone was so excited. So when I got to sit down with J-Lo, I got to see her Saturday night as well. So I did the red carpet, and she acknowledged my baby bump. And
she touched your tummy.
She touched my tummy. At first, though, she kind of hovered over my stomach respectfully. And then I said to her, you got to get in there. Like, I needed this, the contact, the skin-on-skin contact.
You'll be able to tell your baby that J-Lo contacted.
I needed that. I don't know how comfortable she was with it, but I needed it. And then Sunday, I had the exclusive sit-down interview where we got into everything. She talked about the fact that this movie was meant to have been made last summer, but she really needed to spend time at home, so she almost didn't take the project.
Oh, wow. It was supposed to be last summer, and I was working so much that I was having that terrible mom guilt, and I was like, I have to spend the summer with my kids. I'm sorry, I can't do this movie right now.
Well, you have to be all in to do this movie.
You sure do. And this is the thing. I mean, as soon as I saw you, Marilyn, I wanted to tell you about how J-Lo looks in this movie. Mm. There's a scene. She plays Ramona, kind of like the head ringleader stripper in this movie. She comes out in what is essentially just a bunch of strings. It's just a couple strings and a couple patches covering her 50-year-old body that carried twins. It is remarkable how Jennifer Lopez looks in this film. She is a force. I know some people think maybe her previous film work hasn't been the greatest.
What do you mean? Geely was a classic.
People are talking Oscar.
I like
Oscar
The Wedding Planner.
Nom. I like those movies as well. This is a contender.
Yes.
This is a really, really meaty, juicy, interesting role. And she's incredible in it. And then last night we found out J-Lo has this really popular YouTube channel. I'm on her YouTube video.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So when we sat down and talked, we were talking about naming the baby and what I was going to name her. I'm like, well, everybody says I got to name the baby Jennifer now because you touched the baby. So maybe it's Jennifer Graham. And then at the end, we're wrapping up. We say our thank yous and our, you know, so great to see yous. And she was like, let me know what you named the baby, girl. And it's in the video.
That's so great.
Yes. So this baby is like extra blessed by J-Lo.
Boy,
feeling bad for B right now because B's getting no love from anybody.
No, that's okay. She's a big sister. That's what happens. You get the glow for a little bit and then the baby comes around.
That's so true.
I have to tell you, you looked radiant on the red carpet.
Thank you.
J-Lo, George Pimentel took this most beautiful picture of J-Lo on the red carpet with that bright, beautiful yellow dress. Was it everything in person?
She is everything in person. I think what surprised me is how petite she really is. Mm-hmm. You know, she's larger than life in so many ways with her star power, but she's a very petite woman. She's got a pretty small frame, actually.
Yes,
she's not as maybe juicy as we thought.
Skin.
The glow is legit. But you know what that is? That's hydration and rest.
And no alcohol. That's right.
And no carbs.
Well, there you go. Danielle, thanks for coming in. It's always a pleasure to see you. Congratulations on the baby.
Thank you.
It's a baby girl, right?
Baby girl.
Another two daughters. Your husband's
Look
never
going
to. Oh, my God.
I know.
He's going to have a little special room for himself to get away from all the estrogen. E! Talks on tonight at 7 o'clock. Big special with J-Lo and our good friend Danielle Graham.
Thank you, guys.
I personally give a big eye roll to Friday the 13th.
I do, too. Although I did break a mirror many, many years ago, which means bad luck, and I'm still here.
Say, has it been a good ride, though?
It's been a good ride,
okay.
Yeah.
Then it's not so bad.
So, yeah, but I know broken mirrors, walking under a ladder, a black cat crossing your path. I mean, there's so many others. It's called triskaidekaphobia. So what's the bizarre one you have?
You know what? Like, just growing up West Indian, like...
Oh, well, there's a lot. I mean, it's...
Oh, my goodness.
Give me one from...
I went to one of my homegirl's house one day. Her family's from Grenada. I walked into the front door, and we were hanging out, watching TV, whatever, whatever. And then I'm leaving... the house, and I leave out through the back door, and the mom comes running down. What are you doing? I'm like, what? Don't tie up my house. I'm like, what do you mean tie up the house? Don't tie up the house. I looked at her. I'm like, Tony, what's going on? She goes, oh, you have to walk out the same door they came in.
Okay.
Superstition. Like, so if I had walked in through the back door, it would have been fine.
Right.
If I walk out, I was just like, okay, whatever. But that's a superstition some people observe. Mm-hmm. I remember my mom would be at the sink, and, I'd eating food, whatever, eat some toast, get ready to toss everything in the trash. Jamar, I'm like, what? Wet the bread first. What do you mean wet the bread first? Gotta wet the bread before you throw it in the trash. Have you ever heard that one before?
Never.
No.
Weird. Yeah. It's one that I've heard before.
Did you keep bad spirits away?
I guess so. I don't know.
Okay, weird.
Oh, here's another one. I'll never forget. My mom just turns around in the back, when she's driving. She looks at us in the back of the car. I dreamt about fish last night. Like, what? Who's pregnant? I swear. We're like, what?
Now, you have how many fish sisters? How many sisters?
Two sisters.
Two sisters. And they're like,
and I'm looking at them like, That's another superstition. But there's all
wild.
These superstitions that come from all over the place. We got Victoria on the line.
Hi.
Victoria?
Hi.
Superstition that you observe or that you've actually seen?
So, I'm Filipino.
Okay.
And Filipinos, like West Indians, have a lot of strange superstitions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my mother-in-law, whenever we're sitting down at the table eating a meal, if someone gets up in the middle of the meal and has to leave the house for whatever reason, everyone sitting at the table has to turn their plates.
What's that mean, turn your plates? Like turn them upside down?
No, like rotate it clockwise, or counterclockwise.
Okay.
Like in a full revolution for the safety of the person who's leaving the house.
I see.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
No, it's really strange. And one time, I think it was my mother-in-law who left. She had to go somewhere. In the middle of our meal, we're all sitting down eating. And my 7-year-old said, turn your plate.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, we have to turn our plate.
So the cycle continues.
That's a cool story.
Yeah.
Is it like a steering wheel? You know, what is it? A three?
Ten and two?
Ten and two?
Is it a full rotation or is it a half a rotation?
Full rotation, okay. Or it doesn't count.
Okay. Thank you for telling us that. That's unique. I like that.
Shout out to the Filipino folk who know about that one. Turn your plate.
Sure.
What if the plate's a square?
Okay, then
you're going to be maybe flip it. Caitlin, you're not very superstitious, are you?
I'm not, but I would say that, I mean, I do the knock on wood thing, sort of was a regular circumstance in my household to knock on wood. But I also, I don't like to say anything. I don't like to jinx things.
Okay.
So I tend to try to put a negative spin on something.
You do that. You do that.
Like, so I would never be the type of person where I'm like, oh, things are going so great for me. I'm killing it. Like, I would never do that. I feel like I want to tell the universe, like, nothing to see here. Like, just stay away from me. Just don't bother. Nope, things are going really horribly. Just move along. Keep it
These
moving.
Are all over the place. People, and they come from so many different old stories and folklore and just, you know, I don't know why. I mean, is there any evidence to them? No,
well, I think there was so much of the unknown way back then that they had to write a story about it, and that carried on through all the generations.
Well, I'll tell you one that out. We all do. Mm. Someone sneezes, God bless you.
Yeah.
Did anyone ever die when they didn't get their blessing from the sneeze?
And there's lots of other, you know, the typical ones we're getting a lot of on text is, you know, holding your breath, driving by the cemetery, not putting your purse on the floor of the table.
Oh, I've heard that one.
It's dirty on the floor anyway.
Friday the 13th, of course, everyone's looking over the shoulder trying to make sure that something is not getting ready to go down behind them because, you know, it's for some reason we believe in all these superstitions. Of course, everyone is superstitious on some level, yeah?
Oh, you see, that's the song.
That's what the song was all about.
Friday.
Yeah, it should have been Friday, yeah. My mom would come out one day scratching her hand.
What's that mean?
She's scratching her hand, then she looks at me, Jamar! I'm like, what? Go buy a lotto ticket. I'm like, why? My hand niggle scratching me. I'm going to win some money today.
Oh, wow.
I guess if the M inside your hand is scratching you,
right.
Is itching, you're
going to win. Means money.
Means you're going to win money.
Money.
How much money did we win, Marilyn?
$100,000.
Nothing.
Nothing. I was going to go to that house party and see if I can win.
Never worked.
So, I have to tell you, certain ethnicities have more... keep that living.
Because they're scared. Because they're afraid of everything.
I don't know.
Afraid of immigration, afraid of the papers, and also, you know, got to have a little superstition to kind of make things work a little better. But speaking of lottery, you mentioned once, Caitlin, about the lottery one that
my father-in-law is a very dedicated lottery player, and he plays the family's, like all the kids' birthday numbers, and he has to play it week in, week out, come, you know, rain or shine, he is down there getting these tickets. Even if he's out of the country, he will then task somebody who is in Canada to buy the tickets for him and play the exact same numbers.
So how are your millions going? Are you guys,
you know, still waiting.
Oh, okay. There's a lot of superstitions.
We have so many texts.
Yeah.
We have so many texts. Someone said that she would never buy her husband a pair of shoes so that he doesn't walk out on her. That's a superstition.
I've heard
apparently.
That one before.
Yeah. Say that again?
Don't buy your husband a pair of shoes so they don't walk out on
but
you.
But I heard the other one. I heard if you buy a woman a pair of shoes, she's going to walk out of your life.
Wow. So that's what happened.
I know. I'm like, I've done this. Dang it.
I've already done it.
I bought shoes. Never use a red pen to write a person's name.
Why?
Used to say that all the time.
Why?
I don't know. There's no explanation here.
A red pen... Why?
Some people are extrapolating the reasoning behind these superstitions. Others are just stating them. Like someone else said, don't step over a child or they won't grow.
Yeah. I've heard that one. I would love to write a couple names in red pen, so I want to know what will happen when I do it.
No.
Boy, if you want someone to go, go buy them a new pair of shoes. Send it out in the universe.
We have Tanya on the line. Your superstition, Tanya?
Well, we're not allowed to say, to give kisses or hugs in the doorway.
How come?
My mom always said it severs the relationship. So we absolutely, like the whole family hates this superstition.
It's a thing.
But even when my mom's not there, I find I'm saying goodbye to my husband and we'll quickly either step outside or step inside. It's so ridiculous.
It hovers over you. Hey, listen, thank you very much. Give him a kiss from me outside.
That's great.
I will.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye.
Andrea.
Hello.
Okay, we want to hear about the superstition.
Okay, it's kind of crazy, but this is how it is.
Okay.
If someone asks you to pass them a knife, you either have to leave it on the table and let them pick it up themselves, uh-huh. or you have to pass it to them and spit three times while you're passing the knife to them. Otherwise, they say that you're going to have an argument or a fight with that person.
And you don't want a knife in your hand.
Well, exactly.
Where did this come from and what background do you have?
Greek culture.
Ah.
That's a Greek word.
Isn't
wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
I still do it. Like we are like, here, pass the knife. We leave it on the table or we go, which is crazy.
That's awesome.
But don't break it.
That is so awesome. You know, that's so awesome. We have to give you something for that.
Oh, okay.
We're going to give you a $250 gift card to Walking on a Cloud.
Wow!
Spit on that, won't you?
Awesome! Thank you.
You're so welcome. And by the way, don't pass the knife to me.
No, or you can spit three times, Marilyn. Okay.
I would pay money to watch that.
Have a great day. Hang on.
Thank you. You too.
Never knew that one. Never heard that before.
The shoe thing is still blowing me away.
Well, if you're walking around the Danforth later today and you see some Greek people spitting, give them a break.
Yeah.
Anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.